What you believe will not be the beliefs of your children and grandchildren. What your parents believed is not what you believe. In America's churning culture of rebellion and assimilation, we understand this intuitively. But as we've seen this hour, since 1980, religions in this country are seeing assumptions about who is and isn't part of the faithful challenged or repudiated. Is there a young nation under God in America? For the estimated 5 million Jews living in this country, there may be a deep shift in identity going on right now. New Pew Research data for the post-1980 generation who were raised Jewish, only 68% identify as Jews by religion, while 32% describe themselves as having no religion, even if they claim Judaism through ancestry, ethnicity, or culture. Michael Yashinsky is a 24-year-old millennial who grew up in a conservative Jewish household in the suburbs of Detroit.
I'm just as likely to read the story of the Tower of Babel in the Bible as I am to read a story by Isaac Babel, the Russian Jewish writer, and get as much inspiration from one as I do from the other. Because really, Judaism is not only a religion and it's not only a culture, it's everything, really. It's a civilization.
Sarah Seltzer, 32 years old, works at the National Council for Jewish Women.
I'm an atheist, but I do believe in the power of ritual and prayer, and I go to shul. I don't go every single Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, but I do go, and I do the confession of sins and asking God for forgiveness.
Adam Chandler, 31 years old, grew up in a Reformed Jewish family in Houston, Texas.
I'm a staff writer at Tablet Magazine, which is a very Jewish magazine, but among my friends, I'm also known as the guy who makes really great breakfast tacos with bacon in them. There's a certain kind of split there.
What do these three have in common? A lot. We began with their strong views about how Israel's religious authorities have often attempted to define Jewish practice around the world.
I'd say that probably these Jews in Israel that you talk about, these very observant Jews, they realize that a Jew is a Jew. They may be somewhat lapsed in their observance of Jewish law, but I think they would still accept us as Jews and embrace us. You have to realize that Jews are now and have always been a collection of so many disparate types.
So tradition strong as far as you're concerned, Michael. Sarah, how about you?
I agree. I think that it's very important to have a sense of Jewishness. I think that secular Jews have existed probably since the beginning of Judaism. So I think that a lot of this hand-wringing over Jews leaving the fold and being lapsed, I think, is a bit misplaced. And I also think it doesn't take the sort of current context into account. I mean, this generation are finding so many interesting creative ways to be Jewish, whether it's through cultural exploration or through all the Jewish publications. I really, really believe that embracing that rather than sort of casting it away is the key to the survival of Jews, particularly in America.
And how about you, Mr. Bacon?
I absolutely agree with that. I think the pronouncements that are made about the decline or, the failings of modern young secularish Jews is a problem because it's shutting people away from the community, which is ultimately the wrong thing
it's
to do.
It's sort of self-defeating and self-fulfilling prophecy almost.
But I wonder, there was one thing that was troubling about that Pew survey, I think. There was one statistic I read that a large percentage of Jews believe that their main manifestation of their Jewishness is their sense of humor. And of course, a lot of people have a sense of humor. It's got to be something more uniquely Jewish than that. That can't be what makes you Jewish. So a lot more people said that than those who said that their observance of Jewish custom or law makes them Jewish.
Seinfeldians, that's what we would call the American Jews.
Yeah, and I'd say that Judaism may not have a great chance of sticking around for thousands of years if, the main thing that makes people Jewish today is a heightened appreciation of Seinfeld. There's got to be something more. There's got to be something deeper, I think.
I definitely agree with that, but I also sense the way that culturally people who grew up Jewish or who are Jewish, even if they don't say they're Jewish or by name are Jewish or by birth are Jewish, sort of chronicle the experiences of living in a community, and a lot of it's manifested through humor, acts as a portal for other people to look into the community and understand all of the ways that it functions and also dysfunctions and sort of sees the humanity in it. And I don't think there's anything terribly wrong with that sort of understanding of Jewish culture because there's something underneath it.
I'm wondering if, and this is, I think, relatively unique to the Jewish experience, certainly as compared to Christianity, if all of you, despite your various practices and various sense of having moved away from tradition, have within you a kind of, in case of deep emotional tragedy or experience, break glass, and you essentially buy it all, that you can imagine yourself in the deepest sort of traditional Jewish ceremony as a reaction to a personal crisis of one kind or another, and that you could go there even if today you don't agree with what the Hasidics are doing over here and the Orthodox are doing over here and the Reforms are doing over here. Michael?
I'd say I can't foresee an emotional crisis like that happening. God forbid, I shouldn't like an emotional crisis to happen. But probably something else in my life might change, namely maybe marrying and raising children, which I hope will happen. And that, I think, will necessarily change my Jewish practice because as a father, as a husband, I would like to be, I think, a model of what it is to be a Jew in the world and what it is to be a learned Jew and a grounded Jew and also a spiritually yearning Jew, trying to be better, trying to be more connected. So I'd say probably my practice would firm up maybe and be even deeper as I grow up, I think.
I have 5 kids, Michael. Believe me, sometimes it does feel like a spiritual crisis. But go ahead, Sarah.
I do to an extent. I mean, Jewish mourning rituals are really important to me. I mean, I think that the Kaddish is something that even the most secular Jew might come back to, because it connects us to all the losses in our past and in our future, and it's this really beautiful, sad thread that connects us. My feminism is in sort of direct contrast with that deep, deep practice of Judaism. And I think that there's always going to be a part of me. Even when I became a bat mitzvah, I was up there on the podium complaining about Orthodox sexism. So that's sort of like a huge part of who I am. And I think that I could never sort of break glass and go all the way in. But I definitely think that I could turn to more ritual and more Judaism. But I can't ever sort of see myself going to a rabbi. I'd rather go to a therapist, and I think that's very cultural, modern Jew of me.
Adam?
You know, I spent my freshman year a gap year in between high school and college in Israel when the Second Intifada broke out there. And, you know, we were a lot of sheltered American kids living in Israel and away from our parents for the first time. And, you know, I remember there was a certain importance that was placed on community gatherings, especially on Shabbat, to sort of be together in a specific moment as a community. The next year, I started my freshman year at school in Washington, D.C., and 3 weeks into my freshman year, September 11th happened. And so I remember in the weeks after, we were doing sort of different outreach efforts between not only Jewish community and other religious communities, but within the groups that normally didn't draw that many people to Shabbat services or to events. People were coming out, and I felt that the community is always going to be there, even if one night it's 15 people and another night it's 50.
And there is great comfort in that. I can see it in your face. Yeah. Well, Adam, Sarah, and Michael, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
My name is Barbara Fishlowitz-Leong. I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii. We are Jewish, not just through matzo balls and challah, but also through belief, faith, and observance. Shalom and aloha.
What is the role of religion in your family? Is there a generational gap that you're experiencing? Give us your story at 877-8MYTAKE. Send us a tweet using the hashtag MyBelief. And tomorrow we'll hear from young Muslim Americans experiencing some of the same departure from the faith of their parents. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Have a little faith in me.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia and the Rockefeller Foundation.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.